Iran recently blocked VOA's airing of a documentary by Anthony Thomas for NIDA. VOA's Persian service received a number of complaints from viewers that the signal had been jammed. For NIDA tells the story of 26-year-old Neda Aga Sultan, whose death during post-election violence in Tehran last year was widely broadcast over the Internet. Among those who participated in the film was former CNN anchor, now human rights spokesperson, Rudy Bakhtiar. Reporter Cecily Hillary asked her about the young woman whose face became an international icon for reform in Iran.
I remember the day I went on CNN, they were interviewing me, and CNN was still blocking her eyes so that you couldn't see her face. They thought it was the right thing to do, obviously. But I urged them, actually, in that interview. I said, you should show Neda's eyes. She's following the camera. She knows what's happening. She's looking at the camera. And I think, again, it is that fact that that video is so, it cuts to your heart because she's looking at you as she's dying, as if to say, I'm dying for nothing, and please don't let me die in vain.
Now, you represent the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. Your group tracks human rights abuses. Did Neda's death make any difference? What's the situation today in Iran?
The situation is as dire as it's ever been. Iran is the number one country when it comes to numbers of people executed yearly. That number has quadrupled under Ahmadinejad's power. And Iran is the number one country when it comes now to jailed journalists. There are one-third of the world's journalists that are in prison inside of Iran. One-third. And, you know, when you look at the statistics, when you see that Iran is one of the few countries that still executes juvenile delinquents once they come of age, it's one of the few countries where women aren't equal, where minorities are prosecuted. You have Baha'is in jail. The situation, the human rights situation in Iran is very dire. It's one of the worst in the world. And of course, Neda's death means a lot to our organization. Every death does. Every violation does. Every rape case means a lot to us. So although that has gained prominence, there are still, right now, many people who are in jail for no reason at all. Many people who have been denied access to lawyers. They have not even been charged.
What do you hope that the film will achieve, and what is it that your group is looking to the international community to do?
I'm hoping that the film would, show what the Iranian youth, an average Iranian youth, what her family is like, what she wanted for herself. The most important thing is that I think we would like for the world to understand and know that no one has yet paid or answered for her death or the death, the incarceration, the rapes of many others. We have today put out a list of 15 people we hold directly responsible for the violence that has ensued since June. We would like the international community to stop, not allow them to travel freely, and to stop put a hold on all their bank accounts all over the world. We believe that the international community needs to hold Iran's feet to the fire and needs to make them understand that they are in dire violation of human rights, and that unless they comply with human rights, the rest of the world should not be dealing with them.
Former CNN anchor, now human rights spokesperson, Rudy Bakhtiar. I'm Susan Yalkey in Washington.